Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's up now?
Brother,
what's up? This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid, right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point, we can't fall for nothing. We have to be vigilant. We have to observe. We have to check our surroundings at all times. And we need to know that we know that we know that we understand our civil, constitutional, and human rights. Boy, do we have a show for you today. I am just, you know, on this wonderful, wonderful November the 27th. Next thing you know, it's going to be Christmas. And next thing you know, it's going to be Happy New Year. So what are your plans for the new year? Well, I mean, are you going to make a New Year's resolution? Or are you just going to, you know, I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore. I used to do them, but now I just, you know, what's the plan? That you got to have a plan. You know, you have to have a plan or you plan to fail. Amen. You have to have a plan or you plan to fail. What a wonderful, beautiful morning it is here in California. The sun is shining. It's no rain. As one of the records would say, joy, pain, like sunshine and rain. Amen. You know, no matter what's going on, you still got to have your joy. You know what I mean? Because life brings you trials and tribulations sometimes. But the most important thing out of all of the trials and tribulations is you are protected by God. Matter of fact, that was my sermon yesterday at the church. The church comes on every Sunday at 2 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. And it also comes on Instagram Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. So you are welcome to join us at the church on Sunday. And our sermon yesterday was a sermon about God's protection. I did a sermon on God protects us. And I actually came out of the book of Psalms 121, verse 7. And I just want to share it with you. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, and he shall preserve your soul. So God will take care of you. God will protect you. And that's what our sermon was yesterday. But today, we are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And we need to stand up for our rights and don't give up the fight. What a weekend we had. It was a beautiful weekend. The whole holiday, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving was just about giving thanks. And I just want to ask you, are you thankful for? If you want to join us right now, you can call 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, or you can check us out on Facebook Live. Right now, I'm live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook right now, or Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram right now, live and in living color. And I want you to tell somebody about it. I see some wonderful phone numbers on here. I want to get in our, I can't help it. I got to say this. We're living in some trying times right now. And who would ever think some of the outrageous crimes that are being committed during the holidays? So I just want to say this to you. Be careful during the holidays. If you're going to be doing your Christmas shopping or if you're out late or whatever, when you're going in the parking lots, be careful. Coming out the stores, be careful. Somebody coming at you or hollering at you and you don't know who it is, don't even respond. Protect yourself by any means necessary, okay? Because people are out there with no money, no job, and they're looking for opportunities. And I don't want anybody to be violated for somebody who's looking for an opportunity and has no remorse whatsoever on what they could do to another human being and a human being's life. And that could change everything, the family, the siblings, the father, the mother. One wrong mess up could just cause a chain reaction. So I just want to say I want you to be careful out there and I want you to be vigilant out there. And, Christmas is just one day. I'm not really off into Christmas like that anymore. It's mostly for my grandchildren, my great-granddaughter or something like that. But honestly, I'm not, I don't want to come in the new year broke because I tried to do Christmas, okay? If you can't do it, don't worry about it. Do what you can. And it's all about love. It's actually about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not about a Christmas tree. It's not about giving out a whole bunch of presents. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. That's exactly what Christmas is truly all about. It's about Jesus. It's about God. And it's about having a beautiful heart and loving on your family and your loved ones while you're still here. None of us is promised to live forever. But while we're here, we can do everything that we can to show our love, our understanding, our unconditional love, and how much we care for our family and loved ones. Okay, that's what Christmas is about. Just the basics. Thanksgiving, the same thing. I'm not worried about the turkey. I don't even eat turkey anymore. But what I am thankful for is I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for loved ones. I'm thankful for health and wealth. I'm thankful to have a roof over my head, clothes on my back, food to eat, a car to drive, and some money to go out and do my responsibilities and my necessities to take care of my responsibilities as a man and as a human being. So with that being said, I just want to shout out my wife. Hey, wife, how are you? And I want to shout out all of my family. Thank you guys who join us, all the people that join us from Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, the Crenshaw area, Inglewood, from Texas, from Florida, all over. I can't wait for the sports report today. Boy, what a game. The games on Sunday were just outrageous. Every game was outrageous. It was just an upset for a lot of people, but can't wait for the sports report. Don't forget, we have Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. We have Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. We have the commentary with Clarence. I mean, we have the commentary with Professor Reams. We have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. We have Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. We just keep it rolling. We have Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. We have a full show for you, but that's not even our topic. Our first topic is a very, very, very concern for me. It's a reality. It's something that we're dealing with, and it's we're talking about California right now, but it's affecting the United States of America, and of course, it's affecting the whole entire world. But who would ever think in California that we would be dealing with something with such great magnitude? I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes, but first I want to get some co-producers in the studio, and I want to start off with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Good morning to the co-host and all the listeners.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. It's such a wonderful pleasure to have you aboard this morning. Without further ado, and oh yeah, as again, you guys, we're on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. We're on Instagram Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram, so we'll make it really easy for you. And if you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. I want to shout out my brother Eric and Shirley. I see you're listening this morning. Thank you, Eric and Shirley. God bless you guys. Love y'all, you know. And also, I see my caller right there that's always there, 310-977 area code. God bless you, too. Thank you for calling in and listening to the show. I see there Sheila Timberlake. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake on Instagram. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And Sheila said something very prolific and profound yesterday when I talked about my sermon was about protection. Sheila said, I'm always protected. And that is the frame of mind that we have to be in when it comes to God. Our relationship with God is a priority. And if you have a good relationship with God, then you're not worried about your protection. And we know that God is a provider. Amen, amen, praise God. Hey, hey, that's right. We're on Facebook Live, too, at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. And on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Now, tag 10 people. Tag 10 people. Without further ado, let's get Professor Reams in. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. Good morning to all the listeners, and welcome to the Best Blog Talk Radio program on Monday, where we talk about all the issues and all the and how God's grace and mercy has continued to bless us, especially during these trying days, during the holidays, but also the challenges that we will all face in our journey with the Lord. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Professor Reams. Vera, please say good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V. The doctor's in the house.
I'm going to give you both a little applause. You know, and I am so happy to have you on. Professor Reams, I'd like for you to do me a big favor. For some reason, Clarence is not in the queue. Can you give him a call and have him to call into the show? And
Sure.
Thank you so much. And with that being said, we're going to go... I want to shout out again. Okay, this is something really important. I want you to get ready for this. I know we talked about it last week, but I just want to touch on it one more time. They have a chip out that's already ready to be put into the human body. We talked about this last week, and I just want to do a little small review. This chip has your finances in it, your medical records in there, everything about your blood pressure, your health. Hey, Mary, I see you out there. Mary, God bless you, Mary. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you, Mary. I wanted you to know that they're going to be putting this chip either in your brain, or they're going to put it in your hand, or they're going to put it somewhere in your body to where they can scan you and know where you are at all times and what you're doing at all times. And this is very, very important. When you take that chip in your hand or in your head or wherever they put that chip, I'm not going to say it's the mark of the beast, but it will let you know whether you'll be able to shop, get food, or do anything. And if you don't take the chip, you're going to be in trouble. And I'm just going to leave that right there, and I'll let you think about that. They're already using the chip on human beings in Australia and other countries, and they're working their way towards America. And there are already people who are being tested to have, they already have the chip in their hand, and they're already using the chip to do their everyday, daily activities. The other thing I want you to know is there is a new strand of the pestilent 19. I want to say pestilent 19 because it is a pest. You might want to call it the C word 19, but I'm calling it the pestilence 19. There's a new version of it coming out. They said that this new strand will destroy 75% of the population on the planet Earth. I'm trying and praying that that's not true. You already know what we went through during the first pandemic. For 2 years, people were locked in their homes. They were not able to come out. You could not go to the hospital to see your loved ones at all. Your loved ones had to be put on ventilators. And after they were put on ventilators, 90% of them did not make it through. So here's my advice to you. Keep your medical health up as much as you can. Take as many herbs and vitamins as you need. Make sure you check with your doctor first before you start taking all your herbs and vitamins. Make sure that you get lots of turmeric, lots of ginger, vitamin C, B12 for energy, and most of all, just watch your diet. Watch what you put in your body because your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. I am so happy that you're here. Mary, where are you at there, Mary? All right. So with that being said, I want to go into our first topic. Our first topic is something. There you are, Mary. I see you. This is our first topic. Our first topic is hunger in California. How bad is it? Are people really starving with an income? Let's talk about it. Now, yes, good morning, Mary. Good morning to you. And good morning to Sheila Timberlake. Good morning, Vera. Good morning. I don't know if you guys can see, but for those who don't know, we have actually a new microphone that we've added to the show. And I just want to get you, Mary, can you do me a favor? And Sheila Timberlake, can you do me a favor? And Vera, can you just type in, if you can hear my voice, does the new microphone sound nice and clear and open? And just let me know, just type it in there, that does the microphone sound good? Does the sound sound good? That's what I want to hear. Our first topic, hunger in California. How bad is it? Are people really starving with an income? Let's talk about it. Amen. Oh, thank you, Mary. So you can hear me loud and clear? And can you see the microphone? Do you like the way it looks? Do you like the new mic? Yeah, that's what I want to ask all the listeners and the ones who can see it. This is a very, very important topic. I don't understand why so many people are struggling to get groceries to eat, but it is real. Thank you, Vera. Nice and clear. Thank you so much, Vera. I want to read something to you. Many California households with children are also struggling to pay for basic expenses. This is even more pronounced in households with low incomes. Overall, almost half of all California households with children, 46% struggle to pay for basic expenses and for groceries. And they're saying if you make less than $35,000 a year, if you make less than $35,000 a year, you're living in poverty. So if you make less than $35,000 a year and you're living in poverty and you don't have enough to buy all the groceries because you're busy paying the rent, light, gas, telephone, and car note, which puts food on the back burner, which means the kids are not getting the proper meals that they need. And that's why a lot of parents can't wait to get their kids to school in the morning because they know they're going to get free breakfast and free lunch and nutrition. So this is a reality in the state of California right now. A lot of people look like they're doing good, but in all due reality, they're hungry. They're very, very hungry. And with that being said, I want to go back and I want to open up the floor with none other than our health and wellness specialist, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Vera, please take the floor. How do you feel about hunger in California? How bad is it? People are really starving. And can you believe it? Go right ahead, Vera.
Yes, Eddie, it is all present. Yes, the children are hungry, the elders, and the people that are homeless that are on the street. And sometimes a person does really want a meal, not just money, if they're outside a grocery store or other. And it is important for the children and the elders to have food. So, yes.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Vera. Thank you very, very much. That is so important. I mean, who would ever think that people will be starving in the state of California? With that being said, I want to bring in old Mary said, Social Security does not give you enough money to live on. It contributes to homelessness. I agree. Mary, you hit the nail on the head. I was just about to get to that. A lot of people on Social Security, they worked all their lives. They worked all their lives, and their Social Security ends up being $900 a month, $1,000 a month. By the time you can't even pay your rent with that. I mean, look how high rent is these days. Rent is very high. Leasing, very high. Ownership of a home, very high, especially in the state of California. And so this is why I brought out this very hot-button topic, because this is a major concern. People are starving in California. You know, they look like they're doing really good. They're driving a nice car. They're doing this and that. But down inside, you open up the cabinet, there's no food there. Or maybe they're not, hey, Gina, how are you? Welcome, Gina. Or maybe they're eating food, but not the right type of food to keep them in good health. If you have to eat Thai ramen every day, you're not living a good life. Amen? Praise God. Good morning, Gina. So happy to have you with us. We're talking about starvation in California. We're talking about hunger in California. And remember, this is the holidays. And this is why, you know, every year, hey, praise God, Moni Scott. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everybody on here, tag 10 more people. Bring them on in. We're talking about hunger in California. How bad is it? Are people really starving even though they have an income? And people have an income, but as the statistics say, if you're making $35,000 or less, you're living in poverty. And that is a reality that we all need to pay close attention to. Mary said, I was homeless in California, moved back to Wisconsin. So many people have given me that story. And as a pastor, you wouldn't believe some of the stories I've heard about people suffering in California. We have a food bank that we give away food every week at our church. And during the pandemic, we gave away meals every single day. Hey, Denise Washington, praise God from home. All blessings flow. So happy to see you with us. We gave away food every day at Good News Missionary Baptist Church. We gave away nice meals, three and four course meals that were donated to us from restaurants around Los Angeles, California, donated really good food, and people lined up, and we fed men, women, and children. Starvation in California is a reality. I want to get our Professor Reams in on this conversation. But before I do, let's get Talana Jones in the studio. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome. How are you? Let me get her in. Welcome, Talana. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad.
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead.
I woke up this morning, so I can say I'm doing all right. And good morning to everyone. Shout out to my butterfly, Dr. Granny V. Good morning to you. Good morning, Clarence and Malin, our regulator. I love you. Good morning to our professor, Lester. I love you so much. Good morning to everyone in the mist. And to Pastor Ramsey, God bless you. Shout out to you and to everyone on Facebook and Instagram. Good morning, everybody.
Wow, that's good.
Especially you, Daddy.
Good morning. Thank you. Wow. We're talking about starvation in California and the cost of living in California and how some people in California, even though they have an apartment, a car, and a job, they're living in poverty. They're living in starvation. Some people, you go home and they have a minimum amount of food to choose from when we have to eat healthy meals. Now, Sheila Timberlake said, I'm trying to move now, and the prices of these places are so outrageous. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I removed that word, what I'm going to do, to say, Lord, I need you, and I will wait on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. She said, I need you, and I will wait on you to put me in the right place that I can afford without no worrying. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And Moni Scott, Evangelist Moni Scott said, it is real. I mean, imagine you go to work all day, you've got three kids in the house. Guess what? If I can't eat, and my wife and my kids are going to eat no matter what happens, because the kids, they don't know any better. So every like I said, at our church, we give away food every week. And during the pandemic, we gave away food every single day. 7 days a week, we gave away food. We came to the church during the pandemic. Early in the morning, we had our mask on. We had all of our stuff on. And we went out there and gave away meals. And a lot of people know we did. And I just, to God be the glory. But at this time, I want to bring on Professor Reams. Professor Reams is our professor. Professor Reams, hunger in California. How bad is it? Are people really starving? But before you say that, I want to go to, I want to go right back here to where people are starving. Households with children, especially those with low incomes, were more likely to struggle paying for basic expenses and for food. And it says that if you're making $35,000 or less, you're actually living in poverty. With that being said, let's go to Professor Reams. Well, Professor Reams, take the floor, but can you give us an update on Clarence M. Allen before you start?
Well, he had indicated that he had texted you, but he won't be able to be on the show. There's an emergency.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, we're going to keep him in prayer. Clarence M. Allen, Professor Reams, please take the floor. What is the reality of starvation in California, and why are we in that position right now?
Thank you, Pastor Jones. The situation with having food around is not the issue, because California grows half of the vegetables and fruit that covers all or half of the nation's population. So that means we have millions of vegetables, millions of fruit, and other food stock. We supply the food to the rest of the states. But we've also had population grow. We went from 22 million to 39 million, almost 40 million people in this state, of which 8.8 million folks, or 22%, are having hunger problems with either food insecurity or starvation. So it's 22% of the population. But here's where it gets even worse than California. California has decided that instead of having one county or one the government having one system of people being able to apply for services under SNAP, SNAP for us is CalFresh. So let's go back to that. Federal government, through the 10th Amendment, provides money to the states to be able to help the states in need and or to fund the states overall. Their SNAP program is our CalFresh program, of which then you have to apply and become eligible to be able to get into the program in itself. But you're not applying directly to the federal government. You're applying through the state's representative, then to the federal government to create an account, so that when you have your account, you can receive funding in a debit card to help buy food. So that's and that's where we run into the problem with the red tape. But as far as food is concerned, California has more than enough food because it helps other states as well. It's just the access to food which is the problem. And, of course, you've already hit on what we're talking about, especially food insecurity is one version where you're worrying about running out of food. You're running out of food when, and not have enough money to buy or not be able to afford a balanced meal or eating less or skipping meals. On the extreme is starvation, of which as a result of continuous hunger, you then have starvation-related diseases all the way up to death. In looking at that, then you're seeing what's going on with the housing crisis and homeless crisis because they have to decide whether they're going to pay rent or pay for food. If you're looking at big pharma, you have to choose between food and medicine. And if you're looking at childcare, you're looking at parents, as you've mentioned, skip a meal so that the children can have their breakfast and lunch, which, as you've said, you know, a genius, it's your genius, is why folks look forward to kids going back to school because of the federal programs of breakfast and lunch, okay? Mm-hmm. So at least that supplement is just dinner comes to be a problem. So that means that the total for California right now is 8.8 million people that are that are suffering in some way, shape, or form.
No, Professor, so when you ask, Professor, let me ask you a question. I apologize for interrupting so abruptly. How many elders are starving? I know they have Meals on Wheels. But how many elderly people are starving right now in California? Just as
well, it's going to be the same stats. So if you have a total, let's say you have a population of elders and you're doing 100%, it's going to be 22% of the elders that are going to be suffering or more, between 22% or 40%. So it also runs across racial lines as well. So for unfortunately white for black families, it's 40% between 33 if you overall 30% to 40%. For Hispanic families, 32 to 35%, and for whites, it's 16% to 19%. So regardless of the demographic, even though you see some ups and downs, it is still happening across the board. So as an average, you're looking at 22 to 28%. So just whatever the total number is for the elderly, and then add 22% or 28%, and that would show you how much are affected by it. Now, the issue that comes down, and it may definitely was very helpful, was the pandemic, where it forced a lot of the red tape out of the window because people were being funded to get their meals. They didn't want people contaminating each other. So that put a dent and reduced the amount of starvation and or hunger that was going on. That program ended March of 2023. And in doing so, with the money, with no money coming in, it reduced the amount of money that was going to be going to the families. So this is where the complication comes in. We have food, it's just the access again. And within the state of California, they decided that in order to distribute the monies and or the care, it would be on a county basis. We are one out of 10. We are of 10 states that do it county by county. California has 58 counties. So each of the counties are responsible for enrolling people into the CalFresh program and making sure that they get the food they need. And because of the low enrollments, the federal government would give you more, but the state of California, because of the enrollments, which are only 71%, could be getting as high as 122% of the money to be able to give to the folks so that they could get their food. But without the enrollments, they can only give credit for folks who are actually enrolled instead of those who have just applied. That, so what happens when you get to the county? The issue with the county services is that 75% of residents who qualify for benefits actually get them, but the other 25 don't. And unfortunately, when you have the access to food, one of the biggest complaints is that the counties need to help give work with the paperwork of the folks who are coming in to get their help, and they can't. Because it says here, food assistant advocates say counties should be doing more to help qualified residents get on CalFresh. But
yes,
the county can't because they say they're underfunded and understaffed, and the
right.
state follows federal regulations, only pays county social services agencies based on how many people receive aid and not how many who apply. So the services to provide the application and to get the money to the folks is underfunded and understaffed. If they were heavily staffed, this problem would be minimal, because we just celebrated the anniversary of food stamps and how it helped with severe starvation. I mean, very severe starvation. So it reduced it down. But we still have the starvation as is. Now, the folks that are, of course, hit are not only, as you mentioned, low-income families, but also immigrants and also college students. And people say, well, college students. I said, yeah, you understand. Colleges pay for room and board. They don't pay for food. And college students do not qualify for the federal aid. They're barred from food stamps because, of course, they're college students and their families can help out. So it's a red tape issue that, thank goodness for the churches, for local folks in this county, that the different churches have been contributing to helping many who come. But the sustainability of keeping this up becomes questionable. So, and here's the part of the red tape. You have to have people to assist you with the paperwork. If you have immigrants, they're not going to sign their name because they're fearful they might get deported, or it might risk their chances of becoming citizens. The other part is the interview, because after you apply for these programs or for this program, you have to interview and then re-interview, and you have to show up. And some folks just physically can't do that unless you had enough staff that could go to the places, fill out the paperwork, have them to sign, get them an account, and then make sure they have their debit card overall. And then you have the signature requirement, where people have to sign, and so they've tried to change this to where you can telephonically do it or just give a verbal to attest that you're able to do that. So we've put up so many barriers for people to get food, even though the food is there. Thank goodness for farmers markets and the generosity that people are doing, because that's helped. The next solution that they came up with, which they're going to be doing now, is give more benefits to CalFresh households by increasing it to from $23 to $50 per household. That would be very helpful. It would be also very helpful that you could that the governor and the counties could pay their workers and build up a staff to do just one. If we were to do a massive volunteer work with all the counties to get everyone to sign up into the program and then have access and control how much money they're getting, this would be a big help to minimizing how many folks are suffering from food insecurity. Okay.
Right.
The next thing that they're going to do is they funded a pilot based on a model pioneered by Massachusetts that allows recipients to get money rebates directly back on their EBT cards after buying fruits and vegetables by authorized grocery stores. The problem is that the money that you get, as you've already talked about, doesn't stay equal with the prices in the grocery store. And because of the supply chain issue that happened because of the pandemic, all the prices went up. Because they went up, the amount of money that you get on the EBT is not enough to pay for the groceries that you need. So they need to increase that amount to stay with inflation, and that's why the Inflation Act that Uncle Joe passed was important, so that it could be translated into helping the families pay for groceries and other things to make sure they're able to have a good quality of life and be able to eat. Now, the other thing that's that we've been pushing is increased public funding to food banks. So the food banks, so it used to be 140,000 folks would show up during the holidays. That doubled to 240 and almost 300,000 people a day. So now we need to fund them, because if they can't go to the grocery store, the pandemic forced people to say, I want to go to the food bank. It's easier, it's convenient, I can just get it and then go home. So this is the next step that we're trying to push for as much as possible. And then we expand access to undocumented, of course, undocumented immigrants, because that makes up. We have a number of folks who are in the field. It's ironic, the folks who are helping us to grow the food have benefits and all, and hopefully we're taking care of them because they're producing the produce that we're dependent on and the rest of the nation is as well. So
yes,
that would be a way to do that, and some are undocumented. And then here's something that that both you and of course, our the genius of Dr. Granny B will be happy about. There's a push to imagine that doctors give prescriptions to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. And
really?
And that the insurance company reimburse them by insurance providers. This is has been proposed, and this is what they're looking at right now. So as another opportunity to fix this. So what we've been doing on the Eddie Justice Jones, thanks you, but also to our gracious Dr. Granny V, has been to say how food and proper nutrition and holistic aspects of life would also be very beneficial that doctors should be including as part of the diet to make sure
right.
that people are healthy. And so, yes, it's but the good Lord has looked upon it and says this is nothing that we can't solve. It's not impossible. It's not difficult. It's if we can get the red tape out of the way and the will of folks to, as the movement is gaining steam, just to make sure that we feed our brothers and sisters who need the food in order for them to have a good quality of life. With that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Let's give a big hand for Professor Reams with that pertinent information. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Right now, we're talking about your right to eat. Everyone has a right to not starve. Everyone has a right to have food in their cabins and in their refrigerator. But some people don't have those necessities. And so that's why we're talking about starvation in California this morning. And hey, Brother James Hudson, welcome, welcome, welcome. Sister Leslie, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're talking about starvation in California. And a lot of people think it's like, oh, no, nobody's starving. Yeah, people are starving. California, how bad is it? Starving, hunger in California, how bad is it? Are people really starving with an income? Yes, too, there are people who have incomes, and they have a nice income, but they have to pay the rent, light, gas, telephone, car note, and medical bills, and they don't have enough to buy the food that they need. And that's really important. Welcome, welcome again, Brother James Hudson, Sister Leslie, welcome aboard. Shirley, Alan, and Jones.
No.
Go right ahead, Vera, take the floor, Vera. Dr. Granny V.
Oh, okay, so since around the pandemic, what I have been doing every first and third Friday with my adorable friend Debbie Perry, which is a grand listener, you know, on your show every single week. But actually, there is a food bank, a food pantry at Grace United Methodist Church, and it usually begins from 9 to about noon or to the sun every first and third Friday. So that's at Slauson and Verdum, and there's usually plenty of fruits, vegetables, different sundries, sometimes meat or other, or sometimes for children as well. So that's every first and third Friday at Grace United Methodist Church Food Bank Pantry.
Wow. Thank you so much, Barry. Say that one more time. You guys get your pen and paper out. If you need food, the food bank will give you food. Look up the food bank, but Vera, give out that information one more time. Somebody's hungry right now.
Okay, so it's at Grace United Methodist Church. The church is on the corner of Slauson and Verdum. And it is from 9 a.m. to about noon or until the food is gone. Sometimes it's gone at 11. Every first and third Friday, come down and pick up your fruit, vegetables for your neighbors, your family, and the elders, or yourself.
Wow. Thank you so much, Vera. Thank you, Vera. Let's give her a hand. Yep, I want to say, You're very welcome, Vera. People are starving right now, and people are hungry out there. They look good. They're dressed really well. But down up under all of that, when you take off the, you know, all that, you know, there are people out there starving. There's elderly people at home starving right now. I want to read something that Sheila Timberlake just sent to us just now. She said, and as far as food is concerned, I thank God for teaching me how to be a MacGyver. He taught me that I don't need to go to bed hungry, and I won't always have what I want, but I will always have what I need. God said, I will show you how to make something out of nothing to fill your stomach. To fill your stomach. Oh, I lost some. Okay, Gina, thank you for joining us, Gina McGregor. Thank you so much, Mary, everybody who's with us right now. And I lost some of that wording right there. And she says, put me in the right place that I can afford without no. Oh, that's earlier. Okay. So, well, anyway, with that being said, we're talking about starvation and hunger. Hey, Cousin Sarah Jones, I hope you're able to get it cleared up. It depends on what state you're in. I know you're in Chicago you're in Texas. So it might freeze up a little bit, but hang with us. Now, if you can't get with us at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, you can get with us on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram as well. Okay. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. It's such an honor and a pleasure. This is a very important topic. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. What do you think about starvation and hunger in California? People are hungry. I'm not talking about the one percenters. I'm talking about people who make $35,000 a year or less. It actually says that their statistics say they're living in poverty, and they have to choose between food and paying bills. Go right ahead, Talana, take the floor.
I mean, it's tragic that, and I would just say it's important to also, I've heard about local food pantries and the food bank, but also tapping into local churches who also have food giveaways. And for also during this time around the holidays, for sure, there are always like at local churches, like Aunt Vera mentioned, where you can possibly even get a food voucher or a gift card to where they help you to, like, you can't obviously fill your entire refrigerator with what they give, but what you do understand is that, like, you have, like, the supplemental things that you need. And I would also say to modify and conserve, because you never know, like, we don't survive on food alone, but it is important for us to have in order to stay healthy.
Wow. Okay, thank you so much, Solana. I appreciate that. We are talking about hunger and starvation in the state of California. And there are elderly people sitting at home. Some of them get Meals on Wheels. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but Meals on Wheels, they take the elderly meals every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And a lot of them don't eat it because they don't like it. Some of them like it, or they give it away to somebody else. But what about the homeless population that's hungry? Well, as Professor Reem stated, there's CalFresh. And for those who don't know what CalFresh is, CalFresh, they give you an EBT card, and you get benefits and services. They have cash aid. They have food and nutrition. They have child services. They have adult services. They have foster parents, youth and family services, and adoption services, and hearing appeals, and other services. So if you don't know about CalFresh and you never heard of CalFresh, it's the Department of Social Services. And if you need help, go to the Department of Social Services, and they will sign you up, and you'll see what you are qualified for. And if you're qualified, you will get the EBT, or what, AKA food stamps, to help assist you, you know, because if you're working a job and you're paying rent, light, gas, telephone, car note, and everything, and you still don't have enough groceries in your house to feed your kids or yourself or your elderly grandparent or your elderly mother or father, then you deserve to get CalFresh. Now, there are some people out there that are manipulating this system for EBT and CalFresh. And I say, shame on you. if you're manipulating the system. And some people are getting $500, $600, $700, $800 on a card, and they don't even have any kids. They're manipulating. They give people's, they steal people's identities, social security numbers, and they rob the system, which makes it bad for people who really do need it. So I'm here to say to you today, check in with the food bank. Write that down, the food bank, and find out where the closest food bank is to your house. They give away free food, if not at least two or three times a week. They give away free food. Not only the food bank, but also CalFresh, which is the Department of Social Services. So, and then also, too, I believe you can dial 211, which is like calling the city in your city in California, and they will tell you where the resources are, where you can get help. Nobody, nobody should be starving. Nobody should be hungry. And no child or no elderly person. And it really, I get emotional thinking about it, because the reality of it is people die from starvation. Our elders die from starvation. Our kids are malnutritioned. I mean, even though we have a lot of obesity, that's because they're eating what they don't need to be eating instead of eating what they should be eating. But the reason why I get emotional, because I've seen hunger, and I know what hunger can do to a human being. You can't even think straight when you're hungry. You can't even do what you're supposed to be doing when you're hungry. You can't write. You can't do anything. So let's make sure that every Californian is not hungry, that they're not starving, and that they can get a decent square meal each and every day. If they can't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if we can get them breakfast and dinner, we're doing great. But no child, no elderly person, or any human being in the state of California or anywhere in the United States of America should ever go to bed hungry. All right, with that being said, we're going to close out on that topic. We have another hot topic for you. And this topic is even more sensitive than the first topic. They're both sensitive topics. And I want you to weigh in on it, everybody on Facebook and Instagram, at Eddie Justice Jones Jr., or you can call in at 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. Please call in. I want you to talk about this with us, because this is our second topic. Our second topic, oh my gosh, 5 ways to cope with depression during the holidays. We're going to talk about coping with depression during the holidays. And a lot of people go, oh, that doesn't bother me. It bothers a lot of people. A lot of people are suffering because they get depressed when the holidays come up, because they've lost their mom, or they lost their dad, or they lost their kids, or they lost their wife, or they lost their husband, or something dramatic is happening to them during the Christmas holidays, and they get depressed, and they shut themselves off from everybody. They end up crying and depressed and stressed and drinking alcohol or doing drugs or whatever they feel that's going to make them comfortable. The only thing that can get you through that depression is God and a counselor and love. Love is a healer. Unconditional love is a healer. And some people are going through depression and they don't even know it. You know, to me, depression is almost like high blood pressure. It's a silent killer, because you're putting yourself through all this anguish and stress, and you're thinking out, you know, things that, you know, you can get past it. First of all, we have to understand that depression is real. We need to quit being so taboo about mental illness. Depression is a mental illness, and it can really kill you. And that's what we don't want to ever happen. We love each and every person, each and every human being. God made you with a specific reason. And what we do want you to do is we want you to get the help that you need if you're going through depression. I want to share a few things that you can do to beat depression during the Christmas holidays, or even after the Christmas holidays. A lot of people don't want to go through Gloria Majors. Good morning, Sister Gloria. Hallelujah. I'm doing well this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. A lot of people go through depression during the Christmas holidays because, like I said, they lost a loved one, whether it be a child or a grandchild or something. You never know what somebody's going through, but during the holidays, it's tough for a lot of people, and a lot of people don't celebrate because of their depression. But let me tell you something. Come on out of your depression and celebrate life. Celebrate your life. Lift yourself up and get the help that you need. There's counseling. There's consulting. There's psychologists. There's psychiatrists. Don't be afraid to get counseling. Okay, because counseling is healthy and it's good. And then you get a chance to talk about what you're holding inside. When you hold a lot of things inside, you're building up a ticking time bomb. And eventually that time bomb, the fuse is going to get shortened, and at some point it's going to explode. And that's what you don't want to happen. So let me read a couple of ways that you can beat depression during the Christmas holidays and the New Year's Eve holiday. Number one, exercise regularly and eat healthy food. Amen. We just talked about eating healthy. Number two, get a reasonable amount of sleep each night. Some people toss and turn all night long because they're just trying to get through. They're going through mental things. They're having these nightmares about losing their loved ones. And, you know, depression is real. Number three, find purpose. Put your focus on someone or something other than yourself. Sometimes we never forgive ourselves. We forgive everybody but ourselves. We got to forgive ourselves. God wants you to know that it's not your fault. You can't control life and death. You can't. It's not in the power of man. It's in the power of God. So if someone passes away and you're watching, this is applicable to me and each and every human being on this show and everybody just listening from all over the United States. You can't control if you lose your wife or your husband or your sister or your brother or your cousin or your mother or your father or whoever it might be. God bless you, Shepherdess Brown. It's such an honor and a pleasure beyond words to have you with us. We are talking about getting through the holiday, getting through depression during the holidays. And a lot of people are depressed during the holidays because, like I said, they lose their loved ones, however it might be, you know. But remember, number four, create a list of small goals to achieve. Check them off as you accomplish them. Sometimes it's good to write down your plan and then mark it off, and that'll help keep you from being depressed when you start journaling and writing down the things that are making you feel depressed and then how you can overcome that depression. Number five, journal your thoughts each night before bed to clear your mind. Number six, listen to music or watch a movie that makes you happy. Don't watch a movie, a Debbie Downer movie. Don't be watching the movies where, you know, all this negativity. Watch something uplifting and positive, and even watch comedy, because comedy can make you laugh. Even though you might be going through a depression, laughing is good for the soul. A smile, it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So keep that smile on your face. Stay motivated. Stay encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Shepherd Brown said, you are our blessing out there. Thank you. Out here. Thank you so much. You also are a blessing. And hallelujah, to God be the glory. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to hear what we're talking about. Somebody right now is going through the state of depression because somebody that they want to be in their life is no longer there. And I want to let you know that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he will be with you through the trials and tribulations, amen, through the storms, amen. And yesterday on my church service, I said I've been through the fire, I've been through the storm, I've been broken into pieces, seen lightning flashing from above, but through it all, I remember that God loves me and he cares, and he'll never put more on me than I can bear. Amen. Make that applicable to your life as well. Amen. Thank you so much, Shepherdess Brown, for the hearts and everything. I want to say this to you too. Number six, listen to music or watch a movie that makes you happy. Music, it lifts you up. But it depends on what kind of music you're putting into your system. If you're putting negative music inside, you're going to get some negative feelings. But if you play some good old, wonderful music, you're going to get some good old positive feelings. You know, there's a song, and I don't own the rights to the song, but it says, and I'm just giving you a little bit. I don't own the rights to this, but I'm just sharing a little bit with you. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. Yes. Surround us in this place and breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing glory. Saturate our hearts. Listen. Rain on us. Breathe on us. Shower down. Shower down. And send your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. See, those kind of songs can be uplifting to you. Amen. Mary said, my mother has been gone for 30 years. She wanted me to go on and live my life. Hallelujah. What a testimony. That was a test that set you up for a testimony. And you are doing very well, Mary. I'm so proud of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shepherdess Brown put a clapping hands on there. Thank you so much. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And this is for everybody who's listening to the show. You all deserve this. Yeah, that's right. You all deserve that. And I'm so happy that, you know, we're talking about something. Yes, praise the Lord. All the glory goes to God. Yes, so we're talking about depression and how to get through it. So with that being said, I want to go to none other than our professor, Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Tell us some ways to get through depression during the Christmas holidays. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. So one thing about other ways to add to the wonderful, glorious list is when you are in that state and you've gotten to a point of and you're at your lowest, part of your journaling, part of your looking at positive thing is to practice maybe some meditation and some mindfulness where you have that conversation on just calming your mind, because you've gone through, if you're going to be exercising, after you finish exercise, it's time that you have that moment where you meditate, but you also have that conversation with the Lord and open up your heart to that. And it's during those times that you do say positive affirmations that Talana provides us all the time. Think of all the things you're most proud of that you've done. Think of all the things that you've achieved that only you could have done. If you hadn't been there, it would not have been possible. And then, of course, as mentioned before, tell yourself some wonderful funny stories and some jokes or so that you're constantly laughing, so that it keeps your mood going. So this is a way that you continue to move forward. Now, with the idea of ending burnout or so, you have to realize that sometimes you're the one that's getting things done, but you haven't taken a breath to figure out, well, why are you doing all these things? What is causing you the burnout, and what is tiring you out? So in these times, you may want to just stop everything and just ask a very simple question of why am I doing this, or why is this so necessary that I do these things? Because for the holidays, you know we're going to be on this the fear or the focus or the tension that if we're going to have a family get-together, then I've got to show that I've done something so that the folks will appreciate me, like getting a gift, like cooking, like doing all the special things that I do. But then there are some days the one thing that you want to do is take a look at that, is that if you are doing that stuff and it's stressing you out, then you need to stop and say no and allow others to show what they can do. And then, as we've talked about with this holiday season, the pressure of giving gifts, give cards, give kind words, do not buy a lot of stuff, but put together things that you feel would be best for that occasion. The other thing is take a break from being overly responsible. One day, just do nothing. Do nothing. And just look at things that you like to look at, as Professor Jones mentioned, positive things, fun things, poems, stories, that sort of thing. because the world is not going to end if you take a day off or 2 days off or even a week off just so that you can have problems, have an opportunity to deal with your, what you're going with, but also to think about self. As we talked about exercise, fresh air and sunlight, if you're feeling those feelings, take a walk in the park. Walk around in a nice sunny area. Just look at the area that you're looking at and just think about the blessings that you have of having grass, having trees. And if you have a backyard, if you're gardening, that's another thing. I know that Dr. Granny B has also mentioned going out in your backyard, sitting, taking a look at the trees, taking a look at your flowers, do some planting, and just connect with nature so that you have understand that you're part of this big process and that the good Lord doesn't make a mistake. You're there for a reason. You've also mentioned therapy. You know, that's something that you can do. But then as far as the loved one who you've missed, the other thing that you can do is figure out ways of how during this holiday season you can honor that life by having pictures, having cards, and thinking of the great things that that person did along to help with your grief. Because there is no reason, as one person mentioned, you go on living, but also have a good memory of who contributed to that life as well. So it's always good to have that sort of thinking. And then finally, when we get to financial stresses, as we talked about, please don't pay a lot of money. Don't be pulled in by the Black Friday pull. Don't think about all the gifts that people are going to give or try to one-up each other. This is not the time to do that. Just the fact that you give someone a hug or a positive thought or cheering up people, but then you should be around people who are cheering you up as well. And during this time of meditation reflection, if you're seeing that those relationships are not healthy, then it's time to consider moving away from those relationships and staying in the positive. Now, of course, you can have that conversation sometime in the future on whether you're going to continue on or not. But for this holiday season, as one person mentioned, if you have the uncle or the aunt that's going to start World War III when they start having that conversation about these issues, then it's okay to excuse yourself from the room until it dies down. because give the old-fashioned Southern thing a bless your heart and move on, or end it there and say, you know what, I just have so many things to do. I will catch you later so I can chillax. So in taking it from that point of view, do this all with a laugh, because if you know this is what you're expecting to face within those family get-togethers, then as Professor Jones, have your plan ready, a nice exit plan that where you love them and then you leave.
Right.
But do it gracefully with hugs and kisses. Oh, I'm missing you already. Oh, my goodness, where did the time go? Oh, good Lord, let's just part ways and let's say a big prayer that we all have a wonderful, blessed rest of the day. And then leave. So with that, Pastor Jones, these are some of the things that I've been working with my family on, and some of and they've been very grateful that we had this conversation. So I yield back to you.
Hey, man, let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand. Thank you, Professor Williams. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And again, we're talking about depression and how to cope with depression during the holidays. And as I stated to you earlier, people lose their husband during the holidays, their wife during the holidays, a kid or an auntie or an uncle or a sister or a brother or somebody that they love, or even a close friend from high school or college that might lose their life. But guess what? Don't be depressed. Don't be overwhelmed with something that you don't have any control over, because God wants you to keep going on. God wants you to keep moving forward. God wants to bless you. Mary on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones on Facebook Live said, the best thing in life cannot be bought. Spending time with the people you love is the most important thing. And thank you so much, Mary. That's a point duly noted. And then also, too, when you're feeling depressed, don't be alone. Go be with a family member or go be with someone that you care about. You know, don't be ashamed to talk about what your depression is. If you can't, if you don't feel comfortable going to a regular person to talk about it, a friend or whatever, then go see a counselor. Counseling is, a lot of people are so taboo when it comes to counseling. They're, oh, no, I don't want to sit down there and tell that person my story. Don't look at it like you're telling them your story. Look at it as if you're telling someone who's a professional who can give you professional advice on how to move forward and come out of that depression. What's good for you? I'm going to tell you what's good for you. If you're feeling depressed, this is good for you. That's laughter. Laughter is good for you. I'm going to do that one more time. If you're feeling, this is good for you. Sometimes you should just be happy. This is good for you.
If you're happy, 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 clap your hands.
I know it's funny. Hey, Shirley, Allen, you and Eric, you know. And then if you feel like you want to dance a little bit because you're feeling a little something and you want to get some good energy in, you can dance. Do your two-step to this. So that way you can take away that depression. If you're feeling like you have a victory over here, it's a victory. So you can do that. You can get the victory over that situation if you want to, you know. So, and you know, be happy, you know, and be open to learning how to keep depression out of your life. Keep it out of your life. With that being said, I want to go to Dr. Granny V. Dr. Granny V, take the floor. How do we combat depression during the holidays? Vera, are you there?
Well, yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. Thank God.
Okay, wonderful. Well, here are a couple of things that I enjoy doing if I should become stressed. I just take a moment to sit down, to calm down. And I usually like to journal. I love to. So we have to do something we enjoy. Perhaps it could be a hobby. And never, ever rush to do anything. Enjoy the sweetness that life offers by just eating some fresh fruit, some frozen yogurt, or even taking a bite of dark chocolate. Now, another thing that I really enjoy, so you guys remember Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life? Well,
yes.
I enjoy playing that. I enjoy my oldies, jazz, classical. And if you have anxiety or stress or depression, listen to some Hertz music, H-E-R-T-Z. And that's Hertz number 432. And it's a deep healing type of vibration, and it will balance our energy and our emotions. And
wow.
Do like Professor Reem usually mentions, you have to do the mashed potatoes. So get out there and exercise, spend time, as Professor Reem mentioned, in nature, and learn what it is to practice deep breathing, because that can really calm us down, and it also helps lower your blood pressure. So if you have a pet, take your pet for a walk. And sometimes all you have to do is just take that nice shower or soak in the tub or jacuzzi. That is one of my favorites. And gratitude is the next that we have to practice more. And so love on yourself, love on others, and love and live life. Amen. That is my relief.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, work it.
Hey, man, that's right, work it. You can exercise, you can do cardio, you can talk and, you know, play your music and be happy. Don't let depression take over your life. Don't let depression, you see, the devil, and I'm going to keep it real, the devil wants to keep you depressed. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you away from your loved ones and your family. He wants to get you all by yourself so he can beat you up like he did Job. But Job didn't give in, and Job didn't give up. So don't you give in, and don't you give up. You are somebody. You are God's child, and he loves you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Do not allow depression to overwhelm you and overpower you and steal your joy. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. With that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. How do you beat depression? Go ahead, Talana. How do you do it? Talana, are you there?
I'm right here. Can everyone hear me?
We can hear you, yes. How do you beat depression during the holidays or just period?
I think during the holidays it's most, the most reality hits you. So I take deep breaths like I just did just now, because I feel like breathing is one of the most important things that we need to do. So I think we should exercise taking deep breaths in situations mm-hmm. where we have hard or depressive times. Also,
yes.
I write. I write my prayers. Mm-hmm. I write affirmations. I write in a few of my journals. So
mm-hmm.
I just keep – I also practice mindfulness. So it's just being able to keep positive thoughts inside your mind, even when you are faced with adverse times during the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also say – reading is also very good for helping you during your depressive state. They have affirmational books that help with depression. They also have in order to be able to cope during the holidays.
Yes. Yes.
So those are just some of the things that I think are very good to cope with during the holiday.
Wow.
And
thank
I
you
one
so
more
much.
Thing to add.
Yes.
Calling a family member and telling them that you love them.
Mm. Wow.
Goes a long way.
Amen, it does.
I yield back.
Amen. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And you have a right not to be depressed. You have a right not to be under depression's hypnotic power. Because when you get depressed, then you can't deal with your regular normal activities in your day or your night. So don't allow depression to be your guide. You rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and you think of all the wonderful things you can do. And sometimes you can do a little small thing. It's called pray. Hallelujah. It's a small thing, but it turns into the biggest blessing in the whole wide world. When you feel like something is trying to overwhelm you because you lost your husband or your wife, and nobody knows how anybody feels when they lose a loved one, especially at Christmas time. Nobody can stand in anybody's shoes who has to go do a homegoing ceremony or be a part of a homegoing ceremony during the holidays. It's hard to get that out your system. But I hope today on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show that myself and the co-producers have given you some coping skills, some do's and don'ts, some positive ways to overcome this type of anxiety, this type of depression, this type of control, this type of negativity that likes to beat a human body down mentally, psychologically, and even spiritually. So take these tools that we have shared with you today, and I'm going to share just a few more right now. Do a creative activity as a way to express emotion or as a distraction. Don't isolate yourself. Be around people, even if it means just going to a store. Be present in the moment. Recognize and appreciate your surroundings and the people in your life. Amen. Meditate to relax and refocus your thoughts. Try meditation. Use thought-stopping techniques. Now, you can Google some of these things. If you don't know what it is or how to do it, Google it. Google up how to meditate. They have meditation music you can listen to that can help you lay down and relax If you're having a hard time going to sleep, they have meditation music. Depression is a civil rights, a human violation. Depression is a violation of your human rights. And you have a right to be happy, a right to be joyful, a right to be ecstatic, a right to be, hey man, you got to have some passion. Want to hear passion? Okay, here's a little passion for you. I hope that helps somebody. Because sometimes the smallest little thing can be the biggest thing in the whole wide world. We're here to lift you up, not bring you down. We're here to give you aspiration and motivation and integrity and dignity, social skills, etiquette, self-love and self-respect for you, starting with you. So don't let anybody, nobody, steal your joy. Don't let anybody make you feel depressed. And if you lost a loved one during the Christmas holiday, remember, you're not God, but you're God's child. And he won't put more on you than you can bear. Like everything else, with patience and love and understanding, you will get through it. Is it hard? Yes. Is it a challenge? Yes. Oh, but God will help you weather the storm. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And watch a miracle take place. And God will take over that depression just like he did Job. And renew, revitalize, rehabilitate, restore, and rejuvenate everything. Everything that he lost in his life. So with that being said, it's almost time for one of the most important parts of our show. And so with that being said, oh yeah, I want to reread this. Wait, hold on. I want to go to, let's see. Okay, let me just share something with you. There's a lot of veterans. So, you know, you guys, if you know a veteran, I'm a veteran. Clarence Mallon is a veteran. Sometimes veterans, hallelujah. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome on Instagram. Thank you, you know, for joining us. Depression is so, you know, a lot of our veterans come home, shell shock, post-traumatic stress, PTSD. And so if you know anybody is depressed, just holler at them. Call them up. Hey, how you doing? How are you feeling? Are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Is there any way I can help you? You know, there's so many ways to overcome depression. So with that being said, I want to close out talking about depression. And I want to give you our scripture of the week and our word of the week. Our word of the week. So get your pen and paper out and write it down, because I want you to keep your Bible open on this scripture for the rest of the week. Yesterday at my online church service called The Church, is every Sunday at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's a one-hour service. It's a sermon, a short sermonette, focusing on, last week we talked about, this past Sunday, we talked about God's protection over our life. God protects us through all kinds of things, seen and unseen. And sometimes we go, oh yeah, I got through that because I did that. No, you didn't get through it because you did it. You got through it because God did it. He protected you. When he said to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he was protecting you. When you read Psalms 23, he was protecting you. So our word of the week, our word of the week is preserve. Preserve, that's the word of the week. You can use it in a sentence. God preserved my life. Hallelujah. Our scripture of the week is Psalms 121, verse 7. However, Psalms 121, verse 1 says, I will look towards the hill from which cometh my help, and my help cometh from God. But our scripture of the week is Psalms 121, verse 7, and it reads, the Lord will keep you from harm. He will watch over your life. God will keep you from harm. and watch over your life. And if you don't believe me, sit down right now and tell me how many times you came this close to being in a car accident, this close to being shot, this close to being robbed, this close to being stabbed, this close to being whatever, and it didn't happen because God protected you. God provided protection for you. And I want you to remember never to forget that you are protected by Almighty God. Now, we're on a civil rights talk show. It's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And we're talking about civil rights issues, but we also talk about God. And we have a right to serve him. We just want to praise him and give him all the glory. Amen. I always say to God, hallelujah, make it less of me and more of you. Hallelujah. So with that being said, I am so glad Shirley and Eric is with us today. And, oh, my God, this looks like, wait a minute, let me see if this pass, is this, wait a minute. Caller in the 786-714 area code, are you there? Welcome. Caller in the 786-714, are you there? In the Midst, are you there? Pastor Ramsey, are you there? All right, we're going to put them back on hold. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to send a shout out to In the Midst, and I want to send a shout out to Pastor Ramsey. I pray that all is well with you and you're feeling better. And to all of the people, all the participants on In the Midst, including the president all the way down to every pastor, every evangelist, every disciple, God bless you. To every shepherd and shepherdess and every apostle, God bless you. To every deacon, God bless you. With that being said, it is time to go into our regular segment, and I'm not going to waste any time. I want to not waste any time at all. Wait a minute. 3, 2. Okay. We're going to start off with Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. Now, you don't want to miss Words of Wisdom, because every week something is said from Words of Wisdom that gives you wisdom, understanding, and a blessing. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Give us Words of Wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. We'll get a little lighter for Words of Wisdom this week, and I just pray you enjoy. It's just speaking about what I feel that poetry and affirmation and even stoicism are all positive ways to keep optimism in your life. We are faced with a lot of adverse times and suffering and trials that we need to all learn. If we don't have togetherness and understanding, we fall to the wayside. So I pray you guys enjoy this. This is my version of poetry. I believe poetry is like music, a rhythm and a rhyme, moving back and forth through time, a deeper thought of words unspoken, a simple affirmation or cherished moments. Poetry is like sharing love, laughter, wisdom, and pain, for lessons learned and obstacles overcame. Poetry is knowledge of the soul proclaimed, well-seasoned. Thank you, and God bless you all for listening to Words of Wisdom today.
Wow, thank you, Talana. Thanks for the Words of Wisdom. Thank you. Well said. Let that sink into the resonance of your mind and heart. And with that being said, we have another important portion of our show. It's called Health and Wellness with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Without further ado, and being that one of our topics today was about people starving in California and starving during the Christmas holidays and starving, period, even though they're making $35,000 or more, a lot of people are still hungry. But with that being said, it's time for Health and Wellness. Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granby, take the floor. Give us Health and Wellness. Go right ahead.
Surely, Eddie. So I have a disclaimer before I begin. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, I am Dr. Granny V. That word was given to me, that name was given to me by Professor Ream, so I adore it. So today I would like to speak on something that I spoke on last year right about this time. And It's like, what does it mean to you? So, do we have addictions to food, to alcohol, to just anything that is not good for us? Yes, we all may have something. And are you guilty of this? Are you guilty of having a quick fix like Uber Eats, a drive-thru, using the microwave too much, or overeating processed junk food, cake, cookies, chips? And like the chips, who can eat just one, especially if you're having a salt craving? But you can try something a little more healthier. They have the snap peas, which I adore. They also have the kale chips and bean chips as well. Those are some of my favorite snacks when I want a little salt. So some of the most common items that we purchase are off the shelf. Are you purchasing a lot of canned goods? Because it's great to have canned goods for emergency only, but not for everything that you have in a bag or a box is always good, and sometimes in plastic jars. You know, like some like Spam, Top Ramen, and the box mac and cheese, rice-a-roni, margarine, hot dogs, the deli meat, pizza, lean cuisines, and even soda. So instead of soda, try some salsa water and add some fruit to it, and you can do a little bit better. And when we know better, we do better. So a lot of the fake fillers are high in calories, a lot of extra added salt because the salt will actually preserve the items. And with the sugars, there is practically fructose, the corn syrup, in everything with a lot of added fats, coloring, food colorings, and chemicals. So it's better to be one that lives for convenience or longevity, which is best, because just remember that the processed items, which we don't know we're eating, will change our thoughts, our brain, and our body. I'm not saying not to eat any of those items. However, everything only in moderation. Unless you're a vegan or vegetarian or Presbyterian or the Altai like the Rastas eat, we should eat to live, not live to eat. And when we're overeating processed foods, we have 12% higher chance and risk for cancer and diabetes. So I feel it's better to spend a little more money and have some things that are more natural, and that will help maintain your blood sugar and your blood pressure. And the moment that we rise, guess what? Our blood pressure is rising as well. And sometimes when we have too much of the high blood pressure, our body begins to swell. We're more tired, sleepy. We have weight gain and inflammation. And last year I mentioned while doing this segment that there is a man that was cleaning out his closet and found a McDonald's hamburger that was 14 years old. And believe it or not, it looked just the same as it did 14 years prior. Can you believe that? So just imagine what's in our food. So it's important to be consistent and have willpower and strength and to be mindful by reading labels, especially the first three ingredients. And give your body a rest sometimes, fast like in the morning. But if you're one that must eat, take your medication, make sure that you are eating something healthy. And try eating more vibrational foods, because God has given us all the berries, the fruit, the vegetables, fish. More plant-based is the best way. And as always, I mentioned eating the colors of the rainbow that are in season. Now, prepare your snacks in advance if you can. Do your little containers or your little Ziplocs. And take snacks to go when you're leaving and make sure you don't forget your water. Now, if it's not fresh, try frozen rather than canned goods. And it's really great to take along some granola, some nuts, seeds, because that's a lot of whole grain. And you could put some almond butter on celery or make your own special lentils. You could even take broccoli or beans. Now, Eddie, I have a request. your wife makes the best chili beans ever. So I just put that out there. And so what we can do is chew our food slowly so we can taste our food. And our pancreas will love it since it breaks down the stored sugar and the fats that we hold in our body. So try something new. Spend more time preparing meals in the kitchen and at home. And invest in yourself for your future and longevity by taking out your crock pot, your blender, your juicer, your air fryer, or dehydrator, and use your slow cooker or pressure cooker. But it's best when you're in the kitchen cooking that you have those tools that we adore, like some special knives that we can chop really well with, a cast iron, or your favorite cooking utensils. And to build a better you, a better me, or a better us, we can visit the farmer's market when we have time, and we can preserve, word of the week, preserve our body, our spirit, our mind, and soul by just taking 5 minutes for yourself. And within those 5 minutes, do something like some calisthenics, some jump rope, stretch, pray, meditate, enjoy some music, and just get moving because life is given to us as a gift. And the gift of life is love. And I love you all, and I yield back to you.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you for health and wellness. Let's give Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, a big hand. Let's give her a big hand, everybody. Yeah, wow, that was some very pertinent information. Now,
well done.
Now, Professor Reams, are you going to be able to wear both hats today? Can you wear the regulate the manual hat and the commentary hat today?
Well, yes, I can give it a try to both hats as well. Yes.
Amen. We're going to hold you off for last. We always save the best for last. But without further ado, I want to go to Cousin V all the way down in Florida and for the sports report. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I love, love, love my NFL sports report. So for everybody that's out there in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Texas, and all that, whoever your favorite team is right now, let's find out what's really going on. Without further ado, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, it is time for the sports report with Cousin V, all the way from the state of Florida, where her Miami Dolphins are. Hey, Cousin B, everybody say hi to Cousin B.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cousin B.
Welcome.
Yes, and walking distance to my Miami Dolphins Hard Rock Stadium. What a place, and I say, God is so strategic. I heard you saying the verses for the week, and I'm like, God is so strategic because I'm planning right here. I can see the stadium from every window in my house. So without further ado, I will start with the HBCU. HBCU Howard University clinches the MEAC title. And then we also have Purdue A&M. They win the SWAC West, which is SWAC SWAC West title, and they beat Alabama. It looks like it says Alabama State Hornets. And so they will be back in play on December the 2nd for the SWAC Football Championship, and they will be playing Florida A&M, speaking of Florida. And then we also have North Carolina Central. They make the FCS playoffs. And so then a few games in the past week, on Thursday, November the 16th, Alabama State beat Tuskegee 41-3, and that was the Turkey Day Classic that they played. And then on Saturday, November 25th, number 25, Richmond beat number 13, North Carolina Central, 49-27 in the first round of the FCS playoffs. So the playoffs have started for the HBCU. And then, again, Southern. And I always have to mention my first granddaughter because that's where she's attended nursing school to get her bachelor's degree in nursing. And I think she's going to go even further as far as, like, nurse practitioner or something like that. But she goes to Southern, And Southern has really showed out this year. They beat their beat Grambling State in the Bayo Classic in New Orleans, and we all heard of the Bayo Classic, but they beat them 27-22. And then we go to the regular college games, and we had New Mexico. let me go back because this is going to be the regular football will start. The college championship will start on December the 1st. So I have to go back because my computer went. But anyway, I'm going to skip that. I just go to some NBA sports. The NBA, they have been playing the in-house in-season tournament, but I'm not going over there because there are lots and lots of games. But on Sunday, November 26th, the Portland Trail Blazers lost to Milwaukee Bucks 108-102. The Boston Celtics beat the Atlanta Hawks 113-103. Phoenix Suns beat New York Knicks 116-113. The Orlando Magic beat the Charlotte Hornets 130-117. Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Memphis Grizzlies 119-97. The Brooklyn Nets beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat Toronto Raptors 105-102. And then the Denver Nuggets beat the San Antonio Spurs 132-120. And then for our NFL scores, you just give me a minute, my computer, because I'm doing it from the computer rather than printing off a lot of paper. So last Thursday, well, I did have Monday, so let me see if I go back to Monday, and that would be week 11.
Is that week 22 or week 23?
No, week 11. This was week 12. We played on yesterday.
Okay.
The teams that were on by, that was last Monday, November the 20th. The Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs 21-17. And the teams that were on by were the Falcons, the Colts, the Patriots, and the Saints. So that's why if anybody was looking to see them play football, they were not on. And then this week, we're in week 12. Week 12. And, of course, we started last Thursday with a triple header on Thanksgiving Day. The Green Bay Packers defeated the Lions 29-22. The Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins Commanders. I'm sorry, but they were the Redskins. But the Cowboys beat them 45-10. The Seahawks lost to San Francisco on Thanksgiving Day 31-13. So it's like it's funny, turn that number around 31-13. And then on Friday, my Miami Dolphins debuted the first ever Black Friday Prime, Amazon Prime football game, and they beat the Jets 34-13. And then on Sunday, the Saints came back after a bye in the Falcons, and the Falcons beat the Saints 24-15, and we had a doubleheader on that at that early morning. And so the Bengals, they also lost to the Steelers 16-10, and the coach said he'd take a win, even if it's just by six, a win is a win. And then the Texans, I got a chance to watch that game here in Florida, and they played the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is out of Florida. And I was going for the Texans because that's my really home state, but I love the Jacksonville Jaguars also. But I was disappointed because the kicker could not even kick a 30-some-yard field goal. They would have tied the game and went into overtime. But the Texans lost 24-21. And so then Tampa Bay lost to Indianapolis Colts 27-20. The New York Giants beat the Patriots 10-7. The Titans beat the Panthers 17-10. The L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 37-14. Then the Broncos beat the
Browns
9-12.
You said the Rams did what?
The Rams defeated the Arizona Cardinals, where your son now lives and my son, right? They this beat them 37 to 14. Yes.
They I got some from Arizona.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then the Broncos beat the Browns 29-12. The Raiders lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. I was hoping they got the Raiders actually got the first touchdown, but they did end up losing to the Chiefs 31-17. The Eagles did beat the Buffalo Bills 37-34. The Chargers, your LA Chargers, they lost to the Ravens and Lamar Jackson 20-10. And then on Monday Night Football tonight, it will be the Bears and the Vikings. And that is going to be 8:15 Eastern Standard Time on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN Deport This. So this is my first before y'all have a good week.
Amen, 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 amen. So the sports report. All right, for all you sports enthusiasts, that was the sports report with Cousin V. That was very informative. Thank you so much, Cousin V, for the sports report. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to send another big shout-out to Shepherdess Brown. I want to send a big shout-out to Sheila Timberlake. Shirley and Eric and Bracelin and to Mary and everybody from all over the United States who's listening to the show right now. Without further ado, Clarence and Melanie, I want to give a shout out to Melanie Aubrey, who did our financial literacy, Prophetess Monica, who does a prophetic job on the show, and also Minister Stephanetta Bingley. I want to send a shout out to them. And then I want to send out a shout-out to Clarence M. Allen and his family and to all of the co-producers on the show, all of their family members, and to everyone out there. I want to wish you very, very happy holidays as we go into this Christmas holiday, as we prepare for the new year. I want to wish you nothing but the most extreme best. But without further ado, it is time for two portions of our show. One segment is called Regulate the Manual, which is normally done by Clarence M. Allen, but he's off. So without further ado, we're going to have two segments done by none other than our professor, Professor Reams. He's going to do Regulate the Manual, and he's going to do the commentary, two very important parts of our show. Without further ado, however every part is important, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual and the commentary.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Now I'm going to put a note in. I cannot do it justice the way that the incomparable Clarence Allen does it, because he is our prophet in scripture and in literature. So what I'm going to do is, since we're thinking about Thanksgiving and then also being grateful, just for the gratefulness of the genius of Clarence Allen and what he does with Regulate the Manual. So Regulate the Manual, we call it just segment of Regulate the Manual. It's a segment where what Clarence does with his books, because he is a published author, he places in his books a mirror in front of us, not only African-Americans, but whoever reads his books, that tells us exactly where we are and how we got here and what is really going on, and showing what Pastor Jones says the real deal, Holyfield. And in doing so, it is very uncomfortable to have that mirror placed in front of us, but at least it provides us with transparency of what's going on. Now, in the past, Regulate the Manual talks about the gang life and what it was to be in that situation, but also to see that we were placed in circumstances, for some, that resulted in the gang being the next family, next best thing to a family, and all the things that happen in the gang life. But then Clarence takes us back into history on how did we get there, in one sense, by going through the Willie Lynch memo or Willie Lynch letter. And in this letter, created by William Lynch, which was read to the James River in the colony of Virginia in 1712, was the blueprint that has led many of us to consider what and how did slavery shape us as a people, resulting in how we deal with each other to the present today. So in that memo, it talked about causing the divide and conquer between the ages, between men and women, between colors. And you can see that from where you had light skin versus dark skin. You can see that between ages. And you can see that between how men and women were treated in the field overall. And by that, it allowed a blueprint of how to not have to deal with slaves being imported from Africa because they were having trouble at the time of revolts. And so let's be quite blunt. History tries to tell us, because, of course, we are woke, that we just came to this country and everything was hunky-dory and everything was fine. No, there were revolts that were happening on the ship and also in the land overall. You know, Nate Turner and some of the others were just the icing on the cake, which were being fought because, as a people, we were going to fight to the death to preserve our freedom. That's why in the travel between the during the slave trade, you can see that 30 million of Africans were now in the ocean because they chose not to come here or they died in the process of resisting. But the ones that were here, there was the issue of, well, how can we control this? And this is when Willie Lynch came up with the idea of creating, conditioning, and developing the slave through the process by having the slaves start off as children and work their way up, by conditioning them to hate each other, by conditioning us to think about things in a very suspicious way, but also in the end being conditioned to feel a sense of connection to the slave master. So everything was fine as long as we were controlled by the slave master. So that was the whole emphasis on how to control generations and generations. Upon leaving slavery, this is what there's a process in psychology where you have to deprogram the training that folks have had. And this is a struggle that we've had since leaving slavery, was the deprogramming process. We were set free without any opportunities except to go back to what we knew. And that has been the say-so for many generations until we decided, which was very immediate, mm-hmm. to take care of our own, to take care of ourselves. That's why we had the Oklahoma, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we had Black Wall Street. The 8 wealthiest cities were owned by black folks between 1870 and 1923. Only 20 years after leaving slavery. And so it meant that further measures had to be taken through segregation, you know, through the creation of the Ku Klux Klan and through the actions of having the Klan in the police force that kept us from pursuing the excellence that came from other Africa, because the places where the pyramid was, science, math, all of literature came from that continent. And through Professor Clarence Allen, we understand that not only who we are, but whose we are, where we came from, through both Regulate the Manual, but also through reviewing the Willie Lynch memo. So in looking at this, a business person who was looking at the same thing was standing in front of his white counterparts, who indicated that, well, we don't try to work with your community because it doesn't seem like you all trust each other. And where that perception came from was almost as though you're having the descendants of those who benefited from the Willie Lynch memo trying to define how we are as African Americans, to characterize why banks and or other institutions would not lend money to us, would not trust us with business, would have a difficult time in every field of human endeavor, when in fact that had been proved wrong. So to deal with our word of the week, it was preserving a system of oppression, of which, had it not been discovered of this memo and or of Clarence Allen's Regulate the Manual, we wouldn't have the idea of being cheated, being lied to, and what I always call the big lie about who we are and how brilliant we are as a people. Mm-hmm. So in looking at how Clarence Allen has pulled this together, this is why it's important that we have the section of Regulate the Manual, because it reminds us of the things that we've achieved, which is why we will continue to be thankful of all of our achievements, but also where we plan to go in order to make sure that we have the equality that we deserve. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, all right, all right. Let's give it a big hand. That was our dear Professor Rain stepping in the shoes of Professor Allen. Bravo, bravo. I do want to say this. I just saw Clarence M. Allen say on Facebook Live that he believes that his loving, dear wife, Eleanor, has had a stroke, and I believe he's at the hospital with her right now. So we're going to stop right here for a moment, and we're going to do the commentary in just a minute. We're going to say a short prayer. I want everybody to meditate on his wife and him, Clarence and his wife, Eleanor. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, there is no one like you, God. Father, we need you now, not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, we need you right now. Please step in and touch Eleanor. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Father, please preserve her health and her wealth and her life. God, it's all in your hands, everything about this situation. Lord, we relinquish our thoughts and we lay it all at the altar with you, God. We know that you're a doctor in a hospital. We know you're a lawyer in a courtroom. Father, I just ask that you rehabilitate her, restore her, rejuvenate her, revitalize her like never before. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And bless everybody on this show, no matter where they are. Bless all the listeners. And bless us, God. Thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap? Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a hand clap?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Clarence.
God bless you, Clarence.
Yes, God bless you. And we'll be going over a little bit to get the commentary. But without further ado, Professor Rains, again, take the floor. Please give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, we send out our prayers to our co-producer, Clarence Allen. But also, this is the time that we're going to give thanks, because this show reminded us of all the things that God is doing in our hearts and in our souls and in our activities. So I want to first thank Pastor Jones for creating a wonderful platform that gives us all 15 minutes of fame to share and make our points. And of course, I know that it'll probably get copied by other shows overall. So you also should get thanks for being the inspiration that causes other shows to do the right thing. So to Clarence Allen, thank you for doing the Regulate the Manual. Having stepped into his shoes, it's very difficult, especially with how prolific this author is. But he's reminded us of the challenges that we have and the things that we've overcome. So in doing so, in honor of him, it was just an honor to be able to provide my thoughts in Regulate the Manual section. Now, to Cousin B, thank you for reminding us of sports, because it shows the excellence of how high people can reach and how sports are and the winnings and, you know, Pastor Jones, the winnings of your Rams, all the other things that are just positive things that are going on, but also the idea that achievement, athletic achievement, and all the wonderful things that we provide to the society on a regular basis through football and sports. To Dr. Granny B, superb job in reminding us of how it just doesn't take a lot of energy, but it takes the will to do, just take a little action with your thinking about how you're going to eat, how you're going to exercise, all the things that we normally do, and it just takes a little pivot to be able to eat healthy, to exercise, and also to be in a proper mindset so that when we have issues that are going to affect both us physically and mentally, we're in a position because we have a holistic way of dealing with it as opposed to using the drugs so fast. So, Dr. Granny B, kudos to your brilliance. And finally, to Talana, genius, especially with the affirmation, the poetry, and showing how poetry, like music, is another way of resolving and coming to terms and coming to a system of balance and quiet and calm. And just the writing of it is in itself something that provides a bit of joy, because you're expressing yourself, because through all of it, the good Lord is working through you to express ideas that he wants to be shared. However, you're the one who has had the privilege of receiving that blessing and then sharing it with the world. And so I also a shout out to Dr. Melanie Aubrey, as well as to Dr. Aretha Jones Adams and to Linda Golby, our Poetry in Motion. All shout outs and to Pastor Ramsey, our Poetry in Motion. And so in looking at this whole bit of Thanksgiving, the hunger issue, the good Lord tells us, is not a big issue because it is something that we can resolve. It's not because of the lack of food or lack of resources as may occur in other countries. It's just the lack of access and availability. But on this show, we have told you how everything is available. Have a loved one, social services, things are available. So let's be thankful that the state of California has these resources, these services. You also have the churches that are also covering, doing their best to help as well. And they have many professionals that also work in social services, including the pastors, that can guide you to help in a case that you are feeling the situation of food insecurities. So this is a very major blessing to have this available. Just think about if we didn't have anything, this would be even worse of a situation, but it can be resolved by everyone, all 58 counties and personnel coming together to just fill out and complete the paperwork, but also to be vigilant on having the churches and the county services and family members working together as is planned by the Lord and how we resolve our issues anyway. We also got to the issue of depression. But then, of course, between Dr. Granny V and Talana, the affirmations and the ability to have holistic both food and or meditation is one thing that we talked about and how to resolve the depression. So these are things that are within our power to resolve. And it is just so thankful that the good Lord gave us this privilege to be able to resolve these problems, but to help people with these problems, because in the end, we are responsible for everything that we do on this world. And so in walking with him, he's saying, help me by helping yourself, by helping others, and you will receive your grace, your mercy, and your blessing. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
All right, let's give a big hand for the
comments. Thank you. Thank you, Lester. That's awesome.
Thank you. That was amen. And what a great commentary that was. That was Professor Reams. And I just want you to know, Brother Clarence, we're praying for you and Sister Eleanor, and also, too, to my first cousin, Martin Jones. I want to send a shout-out because his dad got his wings and passed away yesterday, and I didn't know, and I'm emotional about that. That's our first cousin, and we send our love with you, and God is with you right now. And, man, you just never know what's going on. And here it is. We just talked on the show today about going through depression during the Christmas holidays. And then you hear things like this. And we have to put them at the altar with God and allow God to do what he does best. And we need to keep our head up, keep our chin up. And I want to share. Normally I would play What's Going On, because What's Going On is applicable to our Civil Rights Talk Show, you know, because we always want to talk about what's going on. And that's Marvin Gaye's song is applicable to 2023 and even in the future, what's going on. But I want to close out with this. And I don't own the rights to this song at all. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Yeah. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shiloh, my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nisi, and Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shiloh, my Prince of Peace. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Yes, I worship you because of who you are. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap on that. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And thank you so much. As we thank you guys. As we close out of November and prepare for December, going into the new year, I wish blessings on each and every one of you. And may God guide you, direct you, keep you. And may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. There's three things I want to tell you. Number one, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Number two, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And number three, the final one, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. We dedicate this song, we dedicate this show to Clarence and Malin and his wife, Eleanor, and we dedicate this show to my first cousin, Martin Jones, and his dad, and our family, and to everyone on the show. We dedicate this show to you, to all the listeners. This show is dedicated to you. May God bless you and keep you, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.